In August 1942, Churchill and Harriman, Roosevelt's ambassador, fly to Moscow to meet with Stalin, who is demanding that a second front be opened in the West. Churchill makes his famous V for victory sign, but he has no other choice but to admit to Stalin that the Allies cannot help him against the Germans on the Eastern Front. Harriman promises aid and equipment, but Stalin is furious. He knows he will have to fight Hitler alone. He assigns the defense of Stalingrad to one of his most ruthless henchmen, the Ukrainian Nikita Khrushchev, who had been responsible for several of Stalin's massacres before the war. Khrushchev conveys Stalin's order not to retreat. But he is unable to stop the German advance from arriving on the outskirts of Stalingrad. By September 1942, Paulus reaches the railway line that goes to Moscow. He manages to follow it all the way to Stalingrad and takes the central train station. The Stukas prepare to destroy the city that is the pride of the Soviet Union, the greatest industrial city in the communist world, built to cater to the workers, with its garden estates and its Red October and barricades factories. The German bombs kill thousands of civilians. The massive tractor factory, where the T-34 tanks were manufactured, is reduced to a sea of rubble. Yet these ruins become blockhouses and fortresses that the Germans have to capture in hand-to-hand combat. They suffer heavy casualties, which are, however, nothing compared to the Russian losses.